Shalom Aleichem, we're learning a sicha for Rosh Hashanah. Chelek Yudalad. And amazing Ashgacha Fratis, because it's a sicha all about Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. And this year, that's what we have. Now, it's a very loaded sicha. In other words, it takes a lot of concepts, especially from Chassidus, and pushes them into very, very small, a very small sicha size-wise. It's 4.5 sides. We're not pages, but it's very heavy. A lot of heavy concepts, and we're going to explore a few of them. So Rebbe starts off with the basic principle that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah is different than every other second day of Yom Tov. Usually, if something, let's say, was born on the first day, you could have Hanoah from it on the second day, an egg that was laid, etc. But Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot, because it's one day. He brings from the altar of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Echad Aruch, it's one long day. And according to Chassidus, he quotes from the Likutei Torah, there's a pasuk that says, Yichayenu, you should keep us alive, miyemayim, from the double days, from the 2 days. What's the 2 days? But the Torah says, Hem beiz yamim shal Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, ki Rosh Hashanah la'olam beiz yamim will always be 2 days. Afilu bizman shayim kach modei, even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and after, when they did Kiddush HaChodesh based on what we saw, and that's the Rambam we've been learning the past few days, nevertheless, it was always 2 days. And practically, that was because it was the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah always is on Aleph. And even locally in Eretz Yisrael, it would take a while for people to find out. So therefore, it was always 2. And the Likutei Torah explains that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are both Aliyas Olamos. The worlds go back to their source, to Hashem. One is in a pnimistic way, Pchinus Pnimis, the first day. And the second day is Chitzanius, in a more the external. So they're both the same thing, just one different manifestations of the same Nekudah, and that is Aliyas HaElamos. And the Rebbe says that the connection of the second day of Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah itself is more mudgish, it gets more attention in a year like this when Rosh Hashanah, the first day, falls on the Shabbos. And to get to that point, the Rebbe goes to a different Nekudah, he goes to a different point. He says like this. Famous point that Chassidus always asks, that we say Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha regarding Rosh Hashanah, it's the beginning of creation, and we know that Hashem created the world 5 days before, but rather, this is the day that Adam and Chava were created, the human being were created. Now, the fact that we say that Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha Lashon Rabim, a lot of things, means that all the things that were created in the 5 days only get actualized within this day, so therefore, they get actualized on the sixth day, which is Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the tachlis of all the world, the intention of all the creation was Dir B'Tachtonim. And the Rebbe says, what is Dir B'Tachtonim? Explores two concepts. In Dir B'Tachtonim, to create a home for Hashem down here, number one, there is the question, why did Hashem want a Dir B'Tachtonim that we don't have? That's no reason. That's a taiva. That's a desire. And he quotes from Samach Vav, the famous Hemshech of Chassidus, just the way it was. But even though we don't know why he had that desire, we know what the desire is. And that's point two. The desire is to have a home down here. So we don't know why he had desire. We know what the desire is. Now, based on the fact that we know what the desire is, you have to ask the question, why did the Eibishter have to create many other worlds, spiritual worlds before that? Just create Dir B'Tachtonim. And he's quite cryptic over here, but he references various sources in Chassidus that explain that the only way the creations within this world will be able to acknowledge Hashem and then be able to make a Dir B'Tachtonim is if they have some spiritual essence. If they're totally not connected to any spiritual reality, there was no Seder Hishtalshelus, there was no chain reaction that at least in somewhat they're somewhat of a spiritual entity, they would really struggle with their Avoided their mission of making a Dir B'Tachtonim. So therefore, all the worlds were created there so that we can make our Dir B'Tachtonim. And therefore we say Masecha because Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha, because all the words get actualized now on this time when the Yid does his work. Now, even though originally they were created in the 5 days before Adam, and that was because Hashem wanted that the human being shows up and the world was created, what was waiting for them to be worked with. But now that the human being has started actualizing, ever since Adam and Chava started actualizing their mission, now it's not as if Chav Hei Elul, the first part of creation, gets renewed and Chavav Elul, the next part. No, now that the process has already begun, everything now gets actualized. Tchilas Masecha, everything, every year, all 6 days worthy of creation get renewed and reborn on Rosh Hashanah with the human being. Now, because Rosh Hashanah is the renewal of all the worlds, and the renewal of all the worlds focuses on the Nekudah of, as we said, Dir B'tachtonim, you must say that within the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, which is Shofar, there must be a connection to Dir B'tachtonim. Because what Shofar is actualizing, that Hashem is going to become our king, and that we're crowning him, and that we're going to continue our mission. So ultimately, if this is Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is Shofar, and the whole concept of Chilas Masecha is Dir B'tachtonim, what's the connection? And based on Chazal that say that the mitzvah of the day of Shofar, and the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, the famous Rambam, Afal pi, even though Shetkia Shofar b'Rosh Hashanah Gzeiras HaKasuv, even though the commandment to blow Shofar is a Gzeira, it's a decree, an ununderstandable decree of Hashem, of the Torah, them as Yeshbay, nevertheless, there's a hint. Where's the hint? Wake up, tired people. In other words, it's an awakening. So although that's not the reason, that's a remez. Rebbe says, the whole point that the Rambam brings, the Nekuda is in Hilchis Tshuva, where he's talking about Tshuva. So obviously, the point of Uri Yishayim Mishinaskim is a fundamental point. So why do you also have to mention that's Xeris HaKasav? You're almost like weakening your argument. Yeah, it's a remez Yeshbay. Why can't you make the remez as a fundamental idea? Yeah, why do you have to mention Gzeres HaKasav? So therefore, you must say that according to the Rambam, Kiyah Shefer has both points. Gzeres HaKasav, this is the decree of the Torah, and there's a hint, and that's the Avodas HaTshuva. Why do you need both? Famous Medrash that Shlomo HaMelech said regarding the Pasuk, Amarti Achoch Merechek Meni, I looked at wisdom and it was far from me, that was Paradumah, which he never understood. Even though it was technically understandable, because Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbein, nevertheless, he couldn't understand it. So what's the Rambam coming and telling you? That there is a part of Shofar, the Taka has no reason. Not that I have a reason, I'm not telling it to you. This is greater. This is a point which is totally, totally above reasoning. Unlike Paraduma, which technically had a reason. Why? Because Kiyah Shofar is accessing such a high level, which is beyond logic and seichel. Logic and the way the mind works. So it comes out so that Shofar is a Gzeres HaKasav, meaning it is higher than reasoning. Same, exactly like we said, Hashem's desire is something we can never understand. We know what the desire is, but we don't understand why he has it. And nevertheless, there's a hint. And the hint is, Tshuva, in other words, how the human being activates it. Not in two ways. Ur Yushem, wake up, sleepyheads. And that is stay away from evil. In other words, don't sleep and stay, watch, do what you need to do. And Shapur Ma'aseichem, upgrade your actions. And that is an Asi Tov, in positive action. And the Rambam has both the fact that it's a Gzeres HaKasav and the hint, because even though Tkiyah Shofar is above reason and it comes from a place higher than revelations, nevertheless, the way to access it is through the work of the human being. And that's exactly the way Dir B'tachtonim works, even though we don't understand Dir B'tachtonim, but how do we do Dir B'tachtonim? Through doing Avodah. So now we understand why the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is B'Shofar, because the whole point is exactly like Dir B'tachtonim. You don't know, it's above reasoning, but how do you accomplish it through Avodah? So now comes the question even bigger. Yom Tov Shirosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, you're lacking the whole thing. The big question on Yom Tov Shirosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, you're lacking the Avodas Adam, you're lacking the work of man. You just said that it comes from above, but you need the Avodas Adam. Where's the Avodas Adam? Says the Rebbe, this is brought out dafka, this point that you need Avodas Adam is brought out dafka in a Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. Why? Because technically, yeah, Hashem could do it himself. And on the first day that Chassidus explains, Amram Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, it gets done by the Eibishter. Like the famous thing that the Rebbe brings many, many times, and we spoke about in the various Sichas so far in Project Kutta Sichas, that Yom Tov is something that works on the calendar that we can create, but Shabbos Mekatcha V'Kaima is the way it is, it's set by Hashem. So Rosh Hashanah Shcholis b'Shabbos is when Rosh Hashanah's thing gets activated totally from Shabbos, Katsha v'Kaim on the highest level, but we're lacking a human being. So the fact that on the next day, you still have to get up and bring Shofar, brings out how important Avodah is. In other words, you'd think, if based on what Chassidus explains, that everything's getting accomplished. So if the first day you didn't have to blow Shofar, why do you need to blow the next day? You've done the job, it's one long day. So from here you learn Dafke, the fact that the moment Shabbos is over, we then give you again the opportunity to do Shofar, say yes, because we still need Avodah Sa'adam. You have to blow Shofar. And the Rebbe has a beautiful hayrah, a beautiful lesson, and that is that to serve Hashem, to do Avodah, is not necessarily when there's something lacking and you have to fix it. Even when something's absolutely complete, through tzaddikim or even through Hashem, tzaddik shalelim, nevertheless, you need the tachta. Everything's done and you still need the tachta, not to fill. You need the tachta. And without that, it's not ultimate completion. And even Gan Eden, which is beautiful, Hashem sends Adam la'avda l'shamer to work it and to keep it. So when Yom Tov Shvat Shana comes on Shabbos, we focus so much on Avodah Sa'adam, the fact that the next day we make a Kiyah Shofar, even though the day before everything was accomplished from Hashem, you make Kiyah Shofar, and you make a Shechiyanu, and you don't need to wear a Beged Chadash because you didn't do it yesterday. You don't need a new piece of clothing. And you say Shechiyanu Kiyanu Zman Hazeh, even though the Eibishter did everything, you still need Avodah Sa'adam. I think the lesson of the Sikha, this incredible idea that you still, no matter what, will always need the human being to do their part, is an incredible accomplishment. That, yeah, the Eibishter could do everything. The Eibishter could bring Mashiach, everything, but it doesn't happen without us. Doesn't happen without us. He should. Yeah, he could. The Rebbe could. Hashem could. It doesn't work that way. The system works that we got to do our job. And please God, we should. Good Gebenstein.